This is Ted Kennedy. I've introduced new legislation to protect the rights of artists. And in a moment, on Face Off, I'll ask Bob Dole to support it. Bob, the federal copyright laws are supposed to protect creative works, but they have serious defects where the rights of artists are involved. In recent years, over 60 foreign nations have come up with effective new protections for their artists, and it's time Congress did the same for the artists of America. The other day, I proposed legislation to update the copyright laws, provide protection against unauthorized alterations of works of art, and grant modest royalties to artists based on the proceeds of future sales of their works. In recent years, a handful of states have pioneered in the effort to provide such protection in their jurisdictions. But only a national solution can solve the overall problem. What about it, Bob? The issue may not be on your right-wing radar screen, but it's important for our cultural and artistic heritage.
Thanks for the invitation, Ted, and I'll give your proposal a close look. But this is a much trickier matter than you'd have our listeners believe. No doubt, some change is needed. But copyright laws, like all laws, are supposed to provide consistent rules for settling disputes. In the case of art, those laws are supposed to decide the right of the artist, the art dealer, and the owner with regard to a particular work of art. For example, a work of art may never increase in value unless it's aggressively promoted by a good marketing agent. Now, I'm not going to defend the status quo here, Ted. I'll look at any reasonable initiative. What I don't want is a state-run art industry. Let's not forget that free enterprise is the greatest stimulus to individual creativity. And that's what art's all about. This is Senator Bob Dole. Terrorism strikes again, but why is Ted Kennedy ignoring a bill strengthening the president's hand? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.